Southwest firms are being urged to get on the fast track to success by joining UKTI, that's UK Trade and Investment, as it's been bringing the world to the region for its sixth export week. The particular focus that UKTI has had has been China, getting firms in the Southwest to work with China and to send services and goods out there. Now, the Right Honourable Hugo Swire MP is the Minister of State for the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and he's been holding a seminar in the Southwest about how firms here in Cornwall can make the most of creating links to China. And I've been speaking to him.
China is a huge market, and I was just discussing with our regional UKTI team if we're doing enough here in the Southwest.
Okay, so what are the challenges that face businesses in getting trade with China?
Well, I don't think there are any challenges. I think the challenges of any small, medium-sized enterprise is actually recognising how you can get into these markets. We had a very good seminar, actually, in the Foreign Office. I spoke at it yesterday, sponsored by The Times, and with Anna Botin, the new group chairman of Santander. And it's the same problem, really. It's actually showing small, medium-sized enterprises that it's worth their while to spend a little bit of time to find out before they go what the markets are and to use those organisations like CBBC or UKTI to help them forge relationships and navigate their way in foreign markets. And I think sometimes small, medium-sized enterprises think, oh, goodness, well, we can just grow organically if we stay at home or in the existing markets we're in. We haven't got enough personnel to send on a trade mission. We want to stop that rather negative thinking and help them rediscover that that entrepreneurial spirit which made our great companies multinationals in the first place.
And the opportunities if we make these great links?
Well, I think two things, really. I always say the coin is double-sided. One is, of course, it will bring prosperity and growth if more companies are trading in a market like China. But conversely, you know, everywhere needs inward investment too. And from these relationships forged by UK companies doing business in China may come inward investment from Chinese companies. We're all hoping we will do great things in sort of maritime, renewable energies and so forth. And that's obviously attractive to inward investors as well. So there's a lot we can do. China is, to come back to China, it is a huge market for the United Kingdom. Our exports are doing very well there. There's a long way to go. I was part of a big delegation with the Prime Minister, the largest delegation, I think, ever to leave British shores. But, you know, some of the cities in China are just so huge that you're not even scraping the surface. So the sky genuinely is the limit. It's a huge, huge country, and it's even within the country, it's at various different stages of development. I think they're trying to build something like 100 cities of a million people each. And you know, all those cities that people need feeding, they need to get around in transportation, they need education, a lot of them want to learn English. I mean, genuinely, there is no area in which British companies are not well placed to take advantage of the demand in China. And the more companies that do business in China, the more others can learn how they do it, and what they learn can rub off on them. And it's huge. I think education is one key example. A lot of the universities are now going out there. A lot of English language providers are going out there. But really, everything from there was one example I tell you that I said in my speech yesterday, which you can access online, about a company on our visit who was they were selling hot spices based in Birmingham, I think it was, to the Chinese. We went there with the Tregothnan Tea Company from down near Falmouth, who are trying to sell tea to the Chinese. And so it just shows you can sell coals to Newcastle. So no one should be put off going to China. It's an experience. They're fantastically cooperative in terms of wanting UK investment. And it's a great experience. And any company seeking to grow its market would do could do worse than actually going to see what's available for them in China. What I would say is they should do their research first, which is what events like this are all about. And the other thing is the relationship between the UK and China, which is a very long one and at times not uncomplicated. But the UK, I think, is most has been more successful in attracting inward investment than anywhere else in the EU in recent years. And one of the reasons is the messages we're sending out that we are open for inward investment. We've had a huge Chinese inward investment, not least a company called Huawei, into our telecommunications infrastructure. And we're actively seeking Chinese investment into our into our energy program, not least our new generation of nuclear power stations. And I think the fact is that we are so open and transparent to inward investment, when some countries simply aren't, that sends a very good message to China that we mean friendship and we mean business.